What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic? Yeah, and it's another awesome, amazing day where you are tuned in to What's the Topic. Yeah, we're doing the most right here. This is your boy Fearless Eagle, like I said, and this is What's the Topic right here on Active FM, where we are family. Myself and you listening to this, we are family, and you know that I myself appreciate the fact that you take time to listen to What's the Topic. Yes, I appreciate the fact that you take time to listen to the, like, What's the Topic. And I know, like, you sometimes probably thinking, does he really care? Like, come on, let's be realistic. Does he care? I actually do care. And yeah, like I said, it's awesome, it's amazing, and I am actually amazed. I am blown away. I am excited. Look, like I said, thank you for listening to What's the Topic. Today, we're going to be looking at another artist. Yes, we're going to dive into the artist's life. We're going to take another, you know, turn, perspective, and all the stuff. Because, yeah, like, you know, with the artists, we got to look at what they've achieved, what the type of life that they've lived and they are living. And, you know, look at the Christian side of it. Because there's always a Christian story or moral. In fact, there's always something that has to do with Christianity attached to their lives. And I'm being for real. So we're going to dive into those, you know, that whole side of the, you know, world, if I can put it that way. But before we get into that whole side of the world, let me just tell you what the topic is. The topic is The Weeknd. The Weeknd. Now, not the weekend that, you know, you leave your weekend special, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, we're not talking about that weekend. We're looking at the artist, The Weeknd. So we're going to be looking at that artist and we're going to dive into his life and everything and actually see what's popping, what's going on, like what's new, you know, in terms of the artist's life and everything. So that's what's going to be happening and that's what we're going to be tackling and it's going to be going down. Yep. Going to be going down, and I know that you're gonna love it, you're gonna enjoy the show and everything. And yeah, do not disappear. Like I said, we're gonna look at The Weeknd, but before we even get into the whole situation of looking at The Weeknd and everything, I'm gonna give you a song that's gonna get you jumping and dancing. Yeah, the song's gonna actually get you dancing and you're gonna love it and everything. And yeah, so here's the song, and the title of the song is called Wake, and it's by Jeremiah Blygen. So make sure you listen to this, and yeah, let me know what you think about it. Peace.
Yo, how's everybody doing? My name is C Living II, and you're listening to Active FM.
Footsteps ordered, and I took steps. steps forward, the footstep water. When I should rep for you, every footstep towards you, I look left for you. Blinded by the blinded by the I should wet water. My mind is out of key. I just left torture. Pick me up, Lord, save me. Cause the wind blow crazy, my sin go sink me. I've been low lately, but the pen go crazy. Some men go praise me, and I don't wanna be put on a pedestal. See that pride will turn me into an animal. Yeah, I'm fallible. With some wandering eyes, I need them lateral. But your grace is sufficient. So when I say that I'm Christian, I pray that it's different. And if I sway from the mission, Lord, take my position, await my submission. And if I don't shift that, we'll let them stiff neck. Lord, shake me. You give grace to the humble. So when pride starts to bubble, Lord, break me. If I'm out here sleepwalking, hypnotized while the sweet talking, Lord, wake me. Set me on fire, let it burn here now. Until the day that you take me, so I won't be raised.
Heaven eyes the earth, great commission, got our marching orders. They done messed up by stealing us up out our borders. Now we in their quarters, screaming in God we trust. Impoverished theologians, but we polished by his touch. And if I go astray, look away, messing up. You give me grace in a place where they test the love. They might put hands on me, they might get off a couple shots, but understand, homie, look as I live, we won't
stop. A little leaven and rendered a witness and affected. Pride to see Ben being sinned, but we didn't detect it. I bought a field with the treasure, sold every possession. So, God forbid I turn around and neglect the investment. Nah, and it's vested, 401 the benefits, reaping made innocent, sheep remain diligent. Christ God, no king can claim synonym. Whom he loves, he keeps, and who he keeps, he disciplines.
And if I don't shift that, we'll let him stiff neck. Lord, shake me. You give grace to the humble. So when pride starts to bubble, Lord, break me. And if I'm out here sleepwalking, hypnotized by the sweet talking, Lord, wake me. Set me on fire, let it burn here now. Until it
I just wanna keep my torch lit.
Yeah, yeah.
They keep trying to make me want the Forbes list.
Yeah,
trying to maintain my faith and keep me gorgeous. Yeah. Straight and narrow minded people will applaud this. Only shallow minded people will avoid this. Somewhere at the foot of the cross is where the choice is. When I'm a little bit off, I'm still anointed. So Lord, correct me when I'm wrong before I wrong this. Yeah.
Here I am again now on my knees knocking. Praying I would walk well like a sea orca. And what I spew off the dome, it would be water. Bored in a plane of normal would mean torture. And lately I've been stuck in the rut, wrestling with God, trying to chomp a construct. In the way of my faith, it's a tussle to touch. I'm fighting, be honest, like knock if you buck.
So many distractions inside, I pray. The spirit that liveth inside will take the mold of my mind, the holes in my heart, desires that blind me right away. So many lights of banana faith. Spirit that liveth inside, I pray. Renew my mind, take root in my heart,
yeah.
So I can live this life in my way.
Father, do whatever you gotta. Keep me under that lava. Lead me back to the water. So easy just to get caught up. Continue fighting arrival while waiting for your arrival. Walking right in my purpose, not focusing on the title. Keep my mind on your goodness and keep it from going idle. In your image, you sketch me. If ever I get too sketchy, may your spirit confess me. When everything got too shaky, the devil trying to bait me. Before the pressure can break me, Lord, wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Active FM.
Hot presenters,
the best topics, the most entertaining presenters, everything you could ever want in radio.
We're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting.
Radio has never been better.
Yep, we're back. Another awesome, amazing session that we're going to actually dive into the artist and get to look at the artist and everything that has to do with the artist. So, the artist that we're looking at is The Weeknd. Now, The Weeknd by his original government name. If you don't know his government name, I'm going to tell you what is his government name. So, The Weeknd's government name is Abel Mekonnen Tesfaye. Yeah. Like, you are even thinking, whoa. Okay. Abel Mekonnen Tesfaye. That is his full government name. And he was born in the year 1990 on the 16th of February. Yep. Right there. Now, I'm always thinking, you know, these artists, like all of them, they're always coming from Canada. And guess what? He's also from Canada. He was actually born there in Toronto, in Canada. So that's actually where he came from, and he's a Canadian rhythm and blues singer. Yep, rhythm and blues. So for those who do not know, The Weeknd is a rhythm and blues singer, and he's from Canada. Yep, he's a Canadian singer, and he's also a songwriter, you know. And yeah, he's best known, you know, for some interesting songs that we don't want to touch on, we don't want to talk about. But yeah, within his songs, he speaks about drugs, obviously, things like that, you know. And yeah, it's obviously people who are doing the stuff and going through the stuff that relate and all the stuff. But yeah, well, okay, like there's a lot of things that is involved in terms of like the music and everything. But yeah, we don't want to get into that side and touch that, you know, and actually start mentioning what songs and everything. Now, we're not going to do that. But yeah, at least you know there is a Canadian singer and everything. And yeah, so when we're looking at The Weeknd's life, you know, like when we actually dive into The Weeknd's life and everything, we actually see that it's interesting. It's actually interesting. So like, sure. It's interesting the type of life that they all live, because like you look at the type of background that they came out of and everything. I mean, you take Tesfaye's mother and grandmother, they actually, you know, immigrated in the year 1980. So like in your 1980s, they actually, you know, immigrated to Canada. They actually moved and went to live in Canada. But it's actually interesting if you look at where, like, let's be honest, if you look at where he's from, be like, what? Obviously, he was actually born there in Canada and everything. But now if you actually go down the line in terms of his ancestor tree and bloodline, you actually see, wow, it's interesting where the parents and the grandparents actually came from. I mean, you look at his mom and his grandma, they actually came from Ethiopia. Yep. Mm-hmm. In case you didn't know, they came from Ethiopia. And obviously, his first language was Amharic. So that is actually the first language that he learned. And when he was in grade 11, he actually quit school and left, you know, his home. He quit school, left his home, and then he started obviously devoting himself to, you know, partying and all those crazy lifestyle and all those stuff. So that's actually what happened with him. And eventually he landed a job, you know. And yeah, that job at that time, you know, he actually, the time when he got the job and everything, that's when he started, you know, writing songs about drugs, you know, using drugs. I mean, that's the direction that he took when he decided to, you know, run away, you know, leave home and also leave school and everything. That's the direction he took. But yeah, so he started obviously writing songs about drugs and everything, and the things that he was doing, partying, you know, and feeling alienated, you know, feeling like you're a misfit, you know, you don't fit in and all those stuff. So outcast, you know, stuff like that. He actually started writing about those things. And then what happened is he crossed, you know, the same path as Jeremy Ross, who's actually a producer. So he crossed, you know, they went down the same path, and then bam, they bumped into each other, and he started actually working together with Jeremy Ross. So that's actually how his whole career in terms of music wise started like that. And then they obviously did a collaboration, and yeah, bam, song came out, and yeah, did the most and everything, and boom, YouTube, all those funny platforms, okay, not funny platforms, all the platforms, you know, that you are aware of, but the biggest one was YouTube in the year 2020. That's when bam, popularity grew. Like, what? And it didn't just grow, like it grew exponentially. So it was like exploding and everything, posts, blogs, Canadian rapper, you know, stuff like that. And it's going down, like, yeah, And now, you know, even Drake was getting involved and all this stuff. Like, they started now putting Drake in the picture, you know, Canadian stuff and all this stuff. The Weeknd, obviously, yeah, rhythm and blues singer and all this stuff. Same, comes from, the, yeah, you know, the same places. Drake, which is Canada, Toronto and all this stuff. So, yeah, that's like a bit about the Weeknd's life, how his career actually started to blow and came out of, you know, the out of nowhere, if I can put it that way. And yeah, that is basically a bit, like, if I can actually touch a bit on his life, that's actually what actually happened, you know, in terms of his life. But before I touch on the juicy stuff, the final juicy stuff that, you know, we all want to hear and actually love and everything, I'm going to give you a song by Active Worship called Voice in the Desert. After this, we're going to be going down into the juicy stuff. And yeah, that time is going to hit. Do not disappear. Enjoy. Peace.
Sound in my heart crying out, lost control. active, active, what's your bet? Active, active, oh, hey, active, 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 what's your bet? Active Worship, you can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music via Active Worship on all platforms.
Welcome back right here on What's the Topic? Still with your boy, Fearless Eagle. I haven't disappeared. I haven't ran away. Yeah, we're still speaking about the weekend. Yeah, looking at his life and everything. Now, if you look at the weekend, you actually take a dive a little bit into his life. You'll actually see in the year 2011, he was now working with a lot of interesting people, you know, within his life, you know, making mixtapes, you know, he was producing mixtapes and working with artists and everything. And he actually, in 2011, you know, contributed to one of Drake's album. And yeah, there was one of Drake's release that he did. And The Weeknd actually, you know, contributed to that release of Drake. And because of that, obviously, other, you know, record label, they started recognizing him. Other people started recognizing him. And then he ended up in a position where he did a feature with, you know, Draft Punk, you know, Kendrick Lamar, to a point where even Ariana Grande, you know, got involved. Like, yeah, did a feature and everything. But now you obviously look at all of these different things and the stuff that the artists achieve, and your question should be like, where are those things gonna take them? I mean, yeah, you earn all of those things. Now, what's the outcome of what you earned? I mean, yeah, like, is it actually worth it, you know, earning all of those things and everything that you achieve and all those stuff? Because when you dive into his life, you know, there's a lot of things that happened as Sam went on, like your 2014, you know, he reached the top, like top 10 in terms of The Weeknd being on the top 10, you know, in terms of the release of that year, 2014, on the Billboard, he actually reached top 10. And, yeah, you know, earning those types of, yeah, like, rewards and all those stuff, positions and all those things, like, is it really worth it? Because even in the year 2016, he actually got featured in a film. Yes, a film, a movie. So he actually got nominated and, yeah, got featured in a, you know, a movie, and it was really interesting. And then by the time it hit, you know, 2020, he, yeah, got other achievements and everything. The year 2019, that was actually another awesome and amazing, interesting year. In the year 2019, you know, The Weeknd made his feature film debut. Yep. He made his feature film debut, and he actually appeared as himself in the, you know, crime, it was a crime dramedy. Yes, you know, your comedy, but drama, crime at the same time. So different genres put together, and he actually did, yeah, his film debut right there in that year. And that film actually starred Adam Sandler. Whoa, right there, that's an achievement. I think that's an achievement right there. I mean, he has a reason to say, hey, yo, I was in a film with Adam Sandler. Yeah. So from obviously music and everything, even acting. So that's actually a bit about The Weeknd and what happened in his life. But now I want you to think about all of those different things. You can achieve them. But now what use are they in your life? You don't have your purpose, and you don't know your purpose, and you don't find your true purpose, because your true purpose should be in Christ. And music, acting, all of those stuff, you're supposed to use that to give Christ all the glory and praise. So that's actually what's supposed to happen. So I want you to ask yourself that question. What use is it to have all of those things and not know Jesus? Yep, What use is it? Because Jesus should be the number one priority in your life, the number one shepherd in your life. He should be your personal Lord and Savior. Yep. That is the position he's supposed to take within your life. So I want you to think about all of those things. Because, I mean, you can get all the success, but if you're not in Christ, trust me, it's going to be a curse in your life. You'll feel it as a burden and all those stuff. So that's just something for you to think about. But unfortunately for me, Fearless Eagle, I have to love you and leave you. Yes, you know I don't love doing that, but it has hit that time. So for myself, good morning if you're listening to this in the morning, good evening if you're listening to this in the evening, good night if you're listening to this at night, and good afternoon if it's in the afternoon for you, whatever time zone you got the show. Enjoy, and yeah, share the shows out there. One last thing, I would love to thank all of you and congratulate you guys for hitting 500 downloads. Yes. 500. We actually went over 500. And like I said, my goal is to hit 10,000 a month. But now, obviously, within a week, yeah, we need to hit 1,000 downloads. And then we'll take it from there higher. So, yeah, we're actually hitting 500 every week, over 500 to be exact. And yeah, that's really, really awesome. And thank you for supporting and sharing the work. Word, you know, the What's the Topic show and everything out there. Please still do the same. Peace out and God bless.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777.
Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za.
Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Baby, come through. I'm excited cause you said that you would love to. Both my mama and my granny said they love you. Well, that's a sign from the heavens, so I trust you. I want you, so I'm moving on to better things. I'm trying to get my money raised, a couple wedding rings. Let's elevate, take it up a couple levels now. Let's move away and build a family in a little town. Or maybe we can stick around for a little while. Share the gospel with the city, cover bigger grounds. I figure now is the time for a different view. I wanna see these young women imitating you. I don't think they understand that they're beautiful, but maybe you can show them how it looks when you pursue it though. I see you glow from afar, look what God did. Let me put you on display for these blind kids.
I can't say that I'm in love with everything about you, and I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you, baby. Let me serve and love you. Oh,
Jesus died for the church, what a circumstance. I'm in a trance, meditating on a good book. A godly woman with a plan, how I should look. Instead of being on the gram with a big butt, you should really try to figure out how to cook, huh? A real man that never love you if you show it off. He don't really want what any other man has got. So clean it off, don't nobody purchase dirty girls. Unless it's for a quick nut, is you serving squirrels? I got a pearl and I love her like she treasure dog. I wouldn't trade her for the world, she ahead of y'all. Love is hard, but we treat it like a marathon. We gon' keep on running till we fall up in heaven's arms.
Black. I can't say that I'm in love with everything about you, and I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you, baby. Let me serve and love you all my life. I would love to. Every night I watch you grow.
tread blessing from a holy God. I've been installed with this love and it's excellent. Heaven sent is what you are, what a testament. Let's represent a proper culture in a broken land. Help them out, they pushing boulders with a broken hand. I understand what it means to be a servant now. Look around in my church, girl, we learning how. I took a vow on my own, I'ma lead you home. Let me show you what it means to never feel alone. I got the scope on this love, let's observe that. You're a gem and I know I don't deserve that. I curb rats on a day-to-day basis. Love is work, but I never get complacent. I make hits for the women I'm in love with. But every woman on the planet finna love
it. I can't say that I'm in love with everything about you. And I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you. It's clear that God is in you. It's clear.